RNIB in your pocket is a reading device. It's actually an adapted Doro phone designed to make accessing RNIB newsagent and talking books simple. It does this with voice-activated navigation. In your pocket's been around for several months now, but some improvements have recently been made. And Paul Porter, who heads up RNIB's Technology for Life team, told us more about these changes. But first of all, Paul took us back to the original RNIB in your pocket, as it were, by describing what the handheld device can actually do.
The RNIB in your pocket is, I think, what you might call the media device. And what that essentially means is that you have a little device that looks and feels a bit like a mobile phone, but it gives you access to the RNIB newspapers and magazines, but it's all done by voice control. And voice control nowadays is taking off. It's really popular. You've got it in lots of different devices around the home. And it's not just blind and partial sighted or disabled people who are using voice activation. It's everyone. So you've got it in your Google Home, you've got it in your Amazon Echo devices, you've got it on your mobile phone. And it means that you can do a lot of controlling, accessing a lot of information simply by speaking to the device.
And is that kind of asking the device literally, can you find me my favourite newspaper, whatever it might be, or can it be asked, play me such and such a book, whatever?
It's pretty much both of those. You have a sort of prescriptive way of talking to the device, so it understands phrases. So you would say, for example, read today's Guardian or read today's Sun, or find me a book by H.G. Wells, or find me a book by J.K. Rowling, or list me all the Harry Potter books. Or you can say, for example, find a book about a particular subject and it will come back with topics or particular books relating to that subject. So it is a very quick and easy way of finding content.
I guess the title RNIB in your pocket means that this is RNIB content. These are services that you provide elsewhere that you've put all together and can be accessed in this way. We've talked about books and magazines and newspapers, that kind of thing. What's on or what's in the RNIB in your pocket?
It's RNIB's full range of talking books. So that's around about 26,000 books that we've recorded over many years. It's RNIB newsagent content, which are newspapers and magazines. You've got pretty much most of the national newspapers, quite a few regional newspapers. You've got a number of magazines. And the newspapers and magazines are electronic copies. So that means the RNIB in your pocket's own voice reads the content. The talking books are the recordings that you would get on CD or memory stick as a talking book member. And it also gives access to a number of podcasts, which are usually audio recordings that people do. You can access a number of podcasts, again, by asking it on the device.
Now, you launched this a little while ago. You've recently added, changed, amended what RNIB in your pocket can do. What are the new changes that you've added?
The great thing about modern technology is that you can update it with
news and information about living with sight loss from InfoSound.
RNIB in your pocket is a reading device. It's actually an adapted Doro phone designed to make accessing RNIB newsagent and talking books simple. It does this with voice-activated navigation. In your pocket's been around for several months now, but some improvements have recently been made. And Paul Porter, who heads up RNIB's Technology for Life team, told us more about these changes. But first of all, Paul took us back to the original RNIB in your pocket, as it were, by describing what the handheld device can actually do.
The RNIB in your pocket is, I think, what you might call the media device. And what that essentially means is that you have a little device that looks and feels a bit like a mobile phone, but it gives you access to the RNIB newspapers and magazines, but it's all done by voice control. And voice control nowadays is taking off. It's really popular. You've got it in lots of different devices around the home. And it's not just blind and partial sighted or disabled people who are using voice activation. It's everyone. So you've got it in your Google Home, you've got it in your Amazon Echo devices, you've got it on your mobile phone. And it means that you can do a lot of controlling, accessing a lot of information simply by speaking to the device.
And is that kind of asking the device literally, can you find me my favourite newspaper, whatever it might be, or can it be asked, play me such and such a book, whatever?
It's pretty much both of those. You have a sort of prescriptive way of talking to the device, so it understands phrases. So you would say, for example, read today's Guardian or read today's Sun, or find me a book by H.G. Wells, or find me a book by J.K. Rowling, or list me all the Harry Potter books. Or you can see, for example, find a book about a particular subject and it will come back with topics or particular books relating to that subject. So it is a very quick and easy way of finding content.
I guess the title RNIB in your pocket means that this is RNIB content. These are services that you provide elsewhere that you've put all together and can be accessed in this way. We've talked about books and magazines and newspapers, that kind of thing. What's on or what's in the RNIB in your pocket?
It's the RNIB's full range of talking books. That's around about 26,000 books that we've recorded over many years. It's the RNIB newsagent content, which are newspapers and magazines. You've got pretty much most of the national newspapers, quite a few regional newspapers. You've got a number of magazines. And the newspapers and magazines are electronic copies, so that means the RNIB in your pocket's own voice reads the content. The talking books are the recordings that you would get on CD or memory stick as a talking book member. And it also gives access to a number of podcasts, which are usually audio recordings that people do. You can access a number of podcasts, again, by asking it on the device.
Now, you launched this a little while ago. You've recently added, changed, amended what RNIB in your pocket can do. What are the new changes that you've added?
The great thing about modern technology is that you can update it with software. You don't have to buy a new device. And the way the RNIB in your pocket works is that it uses the O2 mobile phone network. So when you're out and about or at home, you can use the device and it gets the information using data from O2. You can also connect it to Wi-Fi if you have Wi-Fi at home, so that's using a wireless network. And up until now, you had to have sighted assistance to do that, because when you wanted to connect to a Wi-Fi, that information wasn't spoken, so you needed someone to help. With the new update, you can now find your wireless network, type in the wireless key, and once you type that in, the RNIB in your pocket will connect to your Wi-Fi whenever you're in range of that particular Wi-Fi. The other thing we're rolling out is the ability to set up reminders, so you can say, for example, remind me to watch EastEnders at 7:30, and it'll give you a little alarm just before 7:30. It's almost like a diary, so it'll remind you of items that you've previously spoken into the device. That's another feature we've added. So looking quite exciting. Users have been asking for the ability to connect to Wi-Fi independently, and now we're introducing that, so I hope customers will be happy.
Now, RNIB in your pocket is available for a £20 monthly subscription, and the initial contract is for 24 months. This includes the Doro device, a subscription to the whole of RNIB newsagent and talking books, and access to libraries such as Project Gutenberg and LibriVox. The device will be automatically connected to the O2 network with 3 GB of mobile data. And to register your interest, please call the dedicated In Your Pocket helpline, not the RNIB helpline. And the phone number for that is 0333 772 7708. That's 0333 772 7708. Or you can email helpline@realsam, that's realsam.co.uk.